I'm David Blake. Back to Tommy Tucker, WWL, AMFM.com.
I get a text here from somebody says that is persistent in saying Drew's obviously hurt. There's obviously something wrong with Drew if you know, he's different, this, that, the other thing. And I just, you know, y'all, okay. Phone lines are open. Let me know. Do you think something is wrong with the Saints? Do you really? They're 12-2. They have the best record in the NFL. If at this point, after the game against Tampa Bay, the first game, I would have said, tell you what, I'll make you a deal. Come December the, what do we got here today?
18th.
December the 18th, 19th. They're going to be 12-2. They're going to have to win one game to have the home field advantage locked up throughout the playoffs. And they will have the best record in the NFL. You'll take it?
I'll take it. And, you know, the other thing, I think some people are missing hitting the 12 receivers a game like we were doing. And I don't know what's going on now
with that. It's a game of cat and mouse. Somebody texted this in. It's true. You got 14 weeks of tape now that you can look at and study. And each game is different. Each play is different.
Yep.
So, you know, the thing I'm worried about right now, offensive line injuries. Max Unger, is he out with a concussion? That doesn't necessarily mean, because he's being evaluated for a concussion, that he's in the concussion protocol. It's a big difference, okay? So 260-1870-810. I'm running a little bit late. Diane, Anthony, Jim, Kenneth, Nola, the other Anthony, Hernan, Reggie D. Everybody hang on.
Wow.
I'll be back with you in a second. And the question is, you really think there's something wrong with the Saints? And our Blue Runner Food Opinion Poll question is asking you, will the Saints wrap it up and beat Pittsburgh this Sunday? Back in a flash, WWL. 8:15, somebody texted in about being a downer instead of talking about the positive things. I'm not being a downer at all. It just amazes me that somebody could think that there's a problem with the Saints because they got into a real defensive smash-in-the-mouth game last night with a desperate team. And I got to tell you what, in terms of motivation, you better get ready because the Steelers are going to bring it as well. And I think if you expect the Saints to hang a lot on the Steelers, you're going to be disappointed. To me, none of that matters. It's 1 week at a time. They are 12-2. Each game in and of itself is different. And all they need is one game to win out of the next two to lock up the home field advantage. So our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll is asking you, do you think they'll do it this Sunday? I'll give you the results on that in a second. But this narrative that some people are pushing that the Saints are in some way troubled, I don't know where that's coming from. Reggie D., Ninth Ward, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning. Reggie D. Hi, Reggie D. Tell you what, we're going to put you on hold. Make sure you're there. And now we're going to go to Anthony. Hey, Anthony, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy.
Hi, how are you?
Look, this is my opinion. I know every time I call in, I talk about Drew Brees, nobody on this radio station wants to hear about Drew Brees. The bottom line is, when the Saints made the decision to give Drew Brees at 39 years old, this is the time for Drew Brees to hike up his game for that $25 million that he's making.
Yeah.
So then, therefore, y'all can't make all the excuses. Y'all want to blame it on the wide receivers. Now, first you're blaming it on the defense. Is Drew Brees not throwing the ball correctly?
I don't know.
Brees not handling the pressure correctly? Yeah. Is Drew Brees blame the reason why the offense is not scoring, right? Because he's 39 years old, and this is where the Saints going to get charged right now at this time of the season for keeping a 39-year-old quarterback.
You think we ought to try to trade him or just cut him outright, Anthony?
The Saints, matter of fact, you should put Taysom Hill in this time of the year right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. He's the guy to play the quarterback. Let me tell you something, Anthony.
Can't handle the pressure.
I can't agree with you more. To give the ball to Drew Brees when you got a Taysom Hill playing, that's crazy. But I'm just want to ask you in terms of if you're running the team.
I know you don't want to put the blame on Drew Brees.
No, I'm just asking you, do you want to cut him outright or do you want to try to trade him? What would you do with him?
Right now, I would let Drew Brees go
and
put Taysom Hill in.
Just cut him outright.
He cannot handle the pressure.
Just cut him. Just say, you know what,
that's
Drew?
Why the offense can't score no points.
Clean your locker out, buddy. You're done. That's what you're saying, right?
Drew Brees can't handle the pressure.
No, I realize that, Anthony. Certainly not. I'm glad you called. I knew he was going to call. I knew it. Here we go. Back to Reggie D. See if he's there. Hey, Reggie D., you're on WWL. Good morning.
First of all, whoever that caller was, he must be on some kind of alcohol or something.
I don't know.
Every time he throws a pass, he's breaking his own record.
Yeah, I
know. He got a Super Bowl ring.
I know.
Drew Brees is the master of the situation.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go back to what I want to say. If the Saints go to the Super Bowl, which they are going to go, it's because of Drew Brees and Sean Payton and how they, affect the offenses. They make teams one-dimensional. What I mean by that is, we got good running backs, we got a good wide receiver, we got good tight ends. Taysom Hill is great. But he cannot trust Drew Brees' shoes. I don't know. What are you even thinking about? Drew Brees is the best quarterback.
I know.
Ever. I'm going to say this. So everybody hear this. I got more yards. I got more completions. I got more attempts. I got a Super Bowl ring. I got a great percentage, passing-wise. What are you talking about?
Well, now you got a great defense to complement it.
Exactly. There's no INT. So if he had a great defense, you know how many rings you had? I mean, by 9 or 10. He doesn't have a great defense throughout his career.
Reggie, we got to run. I'm late, and I'm glad you called, but I can barely hear you. We got a bad connection. We'll get it next time, all right?
All right.
Thank you, Reggie. Glad you called. 820. I love the responses that I get. I love to put Anthony on the air just to let him run, just to let him go. So the latest from Anthony is just cut Drew Brees. Just cut him. Don't trade him. No, this. Just when he shows up at the facility, have his stuff in a black trash bag and say, you know what, Drew? It's been nice. It amazes me what some people can think. 820 traffic now, WWL. Talking about the Saints game last night, Tommy Tucker at WWL. It is 825. And there are other things going on, like Les Moonves was denied his $120 million retirement. I don't care how rich you are. I got to believe $120 million hurts. Not that he deserved it. Diane and Nola, hi. You're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. I just want to say, first of all, the guy Anthony really gave me a headache. But Drew Brees is a class act on the field and off the field. Everybody has a bad day every now and then, but at the end of the day, Pittsburgh, we're going to beat them. We're going to have home field advantage, and the city's going to be crazy.
Say that again. I'm sorry, Diane.
I'm sorry. All I can say is Drew Brees is a class act on the field and off the field. 39 is the new 29. There's nothing wrong with Drew Brees. He's amazing, and he's going to take us to the Super Bowl.
I don't think there's anything wrong with Drew Brees. I don't think there's anything wrong with the offense. I think each game is a different event. I think it's like chess on both sides of it. The Saints self-scout themselves. They look for tendencies for this, for the other thing. I don't know what anybody could be upset about with Diane. I really don't. They won a tough game on the road. Carolina had so many motivational factors to give the Saints their best. And it was just one of these hard-hitting defensive games. And, again, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, but if Tommy Lee Lewis doesn't fumble that ball, you got a completely different game going. Completely different final score, and perhaps some people aren't saying that there's a problem in this and that and the other thing.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, we're going to win against Pittsburgh on Sunday. I'm betting 200. I'm going to Sportsbook Savvy,
and I'm betting on it.
We're going to win. And I'm going to call you Monday morning.
Do it. What's the spread?
I don't know yet, but I'm going to find out. But I'm betting regardless.
All right. Call me back. I might take a ride over there with you.
Have a nice day.
I don't mean together in a car. I just mean I may join you in taking a ride over there. Let's put it that way.
I understand. You have an awesome day.
Thank you, Diane. You too. 260-1870. I don't know if Diane's married or not. I certainly don't want to get in any trouble, but, man, I've been tempted a couple of times. Jim in Memphis, hi. You're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey, Tommy. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling all the way from Memphis.
I thought I was going to have to drive down to get on the show.
Let me ask you real quick. Do you do an Elvis impersonation or not?
Thank you very much.
I knew you did.
That's the best I can do. But I'm a New Orleanian at heart. I lived there for 15 years.
I got you.
And a diehard Saint. I'm going to preface what I'm going to say before I say it. I am not a football expert.
Mm-hmm.
However, my dad was a coach.
I played collegiately in Louisiana, so I know a little bit about the game.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, last night was a signature win for the Saints for a lot of different reasons. First and foremost, I don't know what game these guys were watching that was saying Drew Brees had a bad game. He did not have a bad game. Did he throw for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns? No. But it's so refreshing to see the team win a football game and not have to put that win on the shoulders of the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, Carolina is not a bad football team. Defensively, Luke Kuechly is one of the top 2, maybe 3 linebackers in the league. Julius Peppers is probably first ballot
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Don Terry Plo, who played here at University of Memphis, is a phenomenal athlete and football player. So don't think for a minute that those guys are going to lay down in their home stadium in front of their fans and just let the Saints walk all over them. There were some questionable calls that the pass to Benjamin Watson that they ruled incompletion. He clearly, I thought, caught the ball and fumbled. It's one of those that you hope they call it a fumble because we recovered it.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Lee Lewis fumbling the ball into the end zone with the touchback. I mean, those are potentially 14 points off the board.
I'm going to tell you what, he won't do it again, Jim. I guarantee you that.
I bet Sean will do a little coaching this week.
Yeah. Well, I think he was beating himself up on the sidelines pretty badly, so I think he learned his lesson.
Anytime you make a mistake in a game, you feel bad about it. I mean, Drew feels bad when he throws an interception.
Yep.
So, you know, that he throws the interception for the 2 points that they got on the 2-point conversion. All things considered, great win for the Saints.
I totally agree.
Played well enough to win. Defense just played stellar.
Jim, I like the way you said signature win, and I'm not trying to give you the bum's rush, but we got to go to news real quick. Do they beat the Steelers Sunday and wrap it up?
I think it'll be a one-possession game with the Saints winning by 4, and I think they'll go on and beat the Panthers again. Go Saints.
I hope you're right. Thank you. 8:30, more calls. We come back, 260-1870. Time now, WWL First News, and for that we go to David Blake.
I'm David Blake. Now let's get back to Tommy Tucker, WWL, AMFM.com.
All right, so NBC Sunday Night Football, they used to have Faith Hill, I think it is, singing the song, and then they moved to a younger demo, and now they have Carrie Underwood doing it. Apparently it's creating some kind of firestorm on Twitter because they don't like her singing the song Game On.
Really?
Now, I got no problem with that. I got a problem with her talking about vandalizing somebody's car. That song I never was a big fan of.
Yes.
Because because I got my feet into his car. And when you're talking about trashing a vehicle, it's a criminal offense.
Watch that.
And the other thing, quite honestly, is when it comes to Jesus Take the Wheel, I understand the thought behind that, but I don't think Jesus would want you on an icy road with your kid in the back of the car, just take your hands off the wheel and say, all right, autopilot, it's up to you, Lord. I don't think he'd want that either.
No.
Now, that one, I don't know so much, but I can guarantee you he would not want you vandalizing somebody's car.
No way.
No. Hernan and Kenner, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning. Hernan.
Yes.
Hernan, hey.
Tommy, good morning.
How do you say it?
Hernan,
okay. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Mr. Tommy, look, I don't know what people have been saying about Drew Brees and everything. I don't know what they've been looking at.
Neither me, Hernan. I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with Drew Brees, but, you have to understand that there's other professionals on the other side of the field. The Carolina Panthers, they gave us our best shot, the best shot they could have possibly gave us. And the Saints, to me, that was a statement win to me. Because look what happened to the Rams last week.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't, when they have to play the Eagles in the most win situation, and they didn't deliver. And we ought to just be thankful. I just cannot understand what people complain about. We have a 7-1 record on the road, 7-1 record at home. What else can you want? I mean,
I'm gonna tell you what. Look, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, right, Hernan? We don't want to do it.
Yeah, of course not. But if you one game at a time, I think.
But looking down the road, if you play in the Rams again, If you're playing Kansas City, if you get a chance to do that, that defense is going to matter, let me tell you.
Yeah, and I'm so proud of the defense. I'm telling you, the defense was amazing. And to me, personally, what I've been seeing of Vanville may have been his best game in a Saints uniform. He was outstanding.
From who is that?
The defense as a whole, you know?
Who is Vanville, that?
Vanville, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. DeMario Davis is a beast. And Eli Apple, I think he's making a difference as well. More when we come back, 260-1870, if you want to grab that line that just opened up. Tommy Tucker, back in a flash, WWL. 8:46, 14 before 9. I'm going to tell you what is going to mess me up the entire week is the Saints playing on Monday night. Because I'm going to think they played on Sunday, and I'm going to think today is Monday, but it's not. And the rest of the week, don't be surprised if I'm off a day. Back to the phone lines we go. Kenneth and Nola, thank you for your patience. You, sir, have the airwaves.
All right. How you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing well. Kenneth, it's right. Christmas time. The Saints are 12-2. They're one game away from clinching home field advantage. How can you not be doing great?
Man, it was so beautiful yesterday. I had to laugh my poor wife up in there. I'm talking about a stomach hurt. I said, this December football. And not just only that, we playing a division game. You see what I'm saying?
Kenneth, let me ask you real quick, because I thought about that too when you talk about your wife. I'm watching a game and I'm thinking, what is fun about this? There is nothing fun about watching this game. I was happy at the end, but you understand what I'm saying? Like you're talking about your wife with the nervous and the stomach and the this and the that.
Yeah, but the thing is, I knew this was going to be like this because I said, Carolina got a good defense and we got a good defense. And I said, it's not going to be a high scoring game. Geez, I'm out. Watch when he come on. We going to put him away. I say, all right. I say, this is the time when the Saints going to really show who their defense is. And we did not let Cam Newton have his way.
Nope.
Neither did Carolina let us have our way. So I love that kind of football. You see what I'm saying?
Kenneth, let me tell you. You said a lot in two words. You know what you said in two words? December football.
That's right.
Yep. You did, really. I'm not kidding you. That's a mouthful.
That's right. And it's time to start separating, how they say, the men from the boys.
Yep.
And, boy, the Saints defense has stepped up.
Yep.
And I love it. And see, with Pittsburgh, it's going to be the same way. It's going to be an ugly game. So I'm telling people, this ain't like when we first started out.
Right.
But it's going to get ugly and ugly. And that's just the way it is.
So long as you win, Kenneth? So long as you win, that's all that matters.
But
seriously, did you
and
have
we
any?
We're going to be the Super Bowl champs. Because I'm telling you, we got it in us. The Saints got fire in us. And I told my wife, I said, see that? You still came out with a win. We came out with a win. It came out ugly, but it came out like a rose.
I had to remind myself, Kenneth, and you're right. I had to remind myself, well, you know where we're heading is. When Tommy Lee Lewis fumbled, it's like, well, wait a minute. Before we get all upset here, and I'm talking to myself, we're ahead, and we're looking for the W. That's all we're looking for. Thank you, Kenneth. I'm glad you called. I like the term December football. Anthony, Midtown. Hey, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Tommy, good morning. I remember when the Saints would lose these kind of games, years gone by.
Yep.
The bottom line is, if you look at the schedule, Carolina, excellent defense. Pittsburgh, excellent physical defense. Win next week, rest everybody after that.
Amen.
The bottom line is, we got the W.
Amen.
I have no idea what people are thinking that all of a sudden we're supposed to just go out and score 40.
Yep.
Look, if we win 2-0, I'm okay with that.
Me too.
Because I went through enough losing seasons with the Saints, and I think these playoff-type defenses are going to help us in the playoffs because we've faced some really physical teams. But look, we are 12-2. Are you serious? And people are complaining?
Well, not to mention, Anthony, if you got that defense going, and I think the Saints are a different team offensively in the Dome, and you beat Pittsburgh. By the way, I want to remind people that there are two T's in Pittsburgh because apparently
well, there's a place called Pittsburgh, Kansas also.
with two T's?
There's one T.
Yeah, but it seems
like
a lot of people
get confused. There's a place called Pittsburgh, Kansas, a little junior college down there.
But it seems like people are leaving the T's out,
leaving
Anthony.
The T out.
Yes, that's when it comes to Pittsburgh. Anyway, so you think we're fine. Everything's good. I do.
We're good.
Merry
we're
good. Christmas, Anthony. Happy New Year.
One. All right, man.
All right, they go win this week. I don't think it concerns me a little bit. Offensive line injuries in a short week. 850, more calls when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 855, 5 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. And a text comes in and says, I have a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old boys. They're growing up in a time when the Saints are expected to win, and we get snow in New Orleans and the surrounding areas every couple of years. It is a great time. Who dat? And I totally and completely agree. Cindy Thibodeau, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I am fantastic. And you?
I'm great. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. I just don't know where some people are coming from, talking about cutting Drew Brees.
And, no, wait. Let me clear this up. Hang on. This guy, Anthony, is a Drew Brees hater, and I put him on only because it is so ridiculous, and that's why okay. I was just advancing what is said. It's like, oh, you just want to cut him? Yeah, well, sure, let's just cut him. Put his stuff in a bag. You're done. Thanks. You know, you're done. Crazy talk. It's crazy talk, Cindy.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. Because you know what, Tommy? The Saints are fun to watch. Football was exciting.
I didn't have any fun last night. Did you have fun last night?
You know what? It was an ugly win. I was screaming at the TV just like everybody else, especially when Kinkley looked like he was on the ground for a while after the whistle blew, just twisting Kamara's leg. It's what is going on? The helmet to helmet hits. I mean, there were some things, you want to pull your hair out, but in the end, and that's the first thing I told my husband. I said, that's an ugly win, but it's a win.
Amen. I'm right there with you.
But it's exciting when you see players like Taysom Hill, like Eli Apple, Kamara, Ingram. It's fun. It's fun watching the Saints. And I still get crazy excited when they win the division. Remember when that was the greatest thing, if they won a division? I mean, come on, guys.
If DeMario Davis doesn't go to the Pro Bowl, I don't know who should. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and if Drew doesn't get the MVP award, you know, I know Mahomes is the next big thing, and everybody's a Mahomes fan right now, but I think Drew definitely earned that MVP. That's just my opinion. And you know somebody I missed last night, Tommy, I would have loved to have seen him play against the Panthers, is Ted Ginn.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's going to be coming back?
I have no earthly idea. I really don't. And people are texting about Brandon Marshall and Well, obviously, Dez Bryant's not coming back. I feel terrible about that. Not that I had anything to do with it, but the last play of practice, maybe a career-ending injury, you never know. I got to believe, you know, I trust Sean Payton, obviously. He knows what's going on, and if Brandon Marshall could contribute, I got to believe they'd activate him, you know?
Yeah, they're going to use him some kind of
way. We'll re-sign him, not activate him. But
right, right. But, you know, players like Sheldon Rankins, I can watch him do that shimmy all day when he makes a sack. I love it.
Me too.
I love it. It's exciting watching them this year. I believe they're going to win the next two. Even if they rest their starters in the last game against Carolina, I believe they can still whoop Carolina again. And, you know, look, guys, we're looking at going to the Super Bowl. How exciting is that? I mean, 12-2 right now. I'm just excited. I'm a fan. Whether they winning or losing, I love the Saints. And I'm praying for Max Unger to get back.
Yep.
I'm praying for Armstead to get back. I want to see those players get back, you know, get back playing. And I just wish them all good health. And we got a winning season. Who dat?
Cindy, real quick, prediction. They beat Pittsburgh this weekend, and then they lock it up, you think?
Oh, yeah. They're in the dome, man. There's no way Pittsburgh is gonna win this next game. Saints got it in the bag.
All right, quick random question. Did you get all your Christmas shopping done yet?
Got it done. I do online shopping. I'm not one of those to get in the crowds.
Another random question. Did you give me something nice?
I did. I think you're going to like it. I hope you do, but there's always next year if you don't.
I hope you didn't spend more than $100. Can you promise me you didn't?
You'll be surprised.
Yeah, I'll bet I will. Thank you, Cindy. Coming back. Open lines. Oh, and Steve Court's going to join us, too, talking about the Saints. WWE.